Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling it right, everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright.
If you do it right, let it go all night. Shadows on you break out into the light. If you do it right, let it go all night. Shadows on you break out into the light. If you do it right, let it go all night.
Welcome everybody from Blog Talk Radio. Sorry we did this a little bit late, so for making it up, we're going to be on a little bit longer, but we're probably going to be off the air when that happens, and you have to wait to download this whole episode until we're finished. So we're probably going to stay on like maybe 10 minutes longer than normal just to talk about like the news and what happened this week in wrestling and all that. Well, I was talking to people on Twitch that we're trying to look for. I put like subject you want the crew to talk about on tonight's show. And there's the four were how wrestling companies improve in ratings, which world titles are better, Seth always a double champion, and what is AEW doing with Shawn Spears? So right now it's a tie. So it's a tie between how can wrestling companies improve in ratings and which world titles are better. So one we're going to talk about tonight, and the other one we'll talk about probably on, we'll probably do like a little YouTube series on it. Just talk about that.
Whatever topic we don't talk about, we'll do on the YouTube.
Right.
You have to download it from YouTube.
Right. So I'm going to let y'all vote on to break yourself.
Now toss a coin.
Toss a coin?
Yeah. Give me a coin.
All the coins in the room.
Nice.
Wait. So, I do got a coin.
I got a coin too. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
So, Ted, which championship is the best?
Okay.
Kales, what they can do to
improve ratings.
Ted.
So that's worst world titles are
the best.
Best. So we're going with that one, and so we're going to talk about that first. You know, like all the championships in the past been looking like supposed to be prestigious and supposed to be treated as prestige.
Prestigious.
Whatever the word is. So, we have NWA's, I don't know if y'all want to talk about the current titles or like the past.
If we're talking about which one is the best, we've got to include all of them.
Right.
Don't just talk about the past or the present. Because to get to where we are now, we have to mention the ones from the past. And how they
evolved,
why they changed.
Okay. Let's see, there's New Japan Pro Wrestling belts.
I haven't seen any of those, so I really
don't. Let me look that up for you. Let's see. Let's do Yahoo. No. A new impression belt. And speaking of New Japan, they're debuting a show, a weekly show on Friday. Around the same time that SmackDown is going on their website. But unfortunately, you have to pay for a website, so some of us ain't going to watch it anyway because you have to pay for the website. Let's see here.
Okay.
That's their tag team. And let's see, there you recently new United States champion. Current one they got now.
Yeah.
Let's see. I know they had the Intercontinental belt as well. I'm just trying to see if I can find that one. I don't know what that is. Let's see, here's their heavyweight championship.
Oh, that's nice.
And just trying to look for their Intercontinental.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's a small picture. Oh, you can see it. So that's in Japan's. I'm showing photos. I got Shohei's photos of the NWA titles. Yeah, that's the current.
That's pretty ugly. Really ugly.
Yeah, they never changed it since the new millennium. Oh, junior heavyweight. I never knew they had a junior heavyweight. Oh, they actually used to have a United Kingdom championship.
Well, any belt from the United Kingdom is pretty good. I'm not sure that one is ugly.
See, there's their television one.
That's not too bad.
Let's see, they used to have the United States one. Looks the same as the television one in a way. Let's see, they had the women's title. I know they got that. Let's see if I can find it.
While you're looking for that, I am not the only person who thinks this, because it's been all over Facebook and a lot of the groups and stuff. How people are very upset with how the women's division in WWE is turning right now. But yet again, they can't keep Oscar as a champion for longer than, 6 weeks before they try and pass the torch on to someone else. And I understand there is a language barrier there, but let's be honest, with how exuberant and animated and everything she is, it doesn't really matter. Well, to me, it doesn't matter. And I'm saying to most of the fans, it doesn't matter.
That's the current, women's one.
I like that. That's actually a really nice belt.
No, we can go off subject. We still want to talk about the belts, but...
I was about to say, no need to go off subject, but we know. And a lot of fans also know.
Okay, so if you want us back on subject, you have a chime in. You know, we call you the Wrestling Encyclopedia because of your knowledge and stuff. So what are your favorite belts that you have?
Well, three of them throughout the years. I've kind of grown fond of one of them. But the three that I enjoyed the most was the NWA Tag Team titles from the early 90s, WCW US title, and, of course, the classic Intercontinental title.
Okay, this is the current Impact.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
So you've seen the rest of the Impact belts, have you? Oh, okay. So I don't need to show you that. How about Ring of Honor, besides the world title?
I've seen Ring of Honor's one.
Okay. WCW's?
I don't remember WCW's.
Okay. I don't know if you remember that hardcore title I got from the that's one of the WCW belts.
Yeah, that was the one my least favorite about the WCW. The television title, I didn't like the belt per se, but I did like the design of the second.
Let's see. This was the original one before they changed it to the big gold.
Yeah, it's
been
that one.
What
were
we talking about?
It says the
WCW
word. No? I know they had big gold first, then they switched to that one, then they went back to the big gold.
Well, yeah, you kind of got it right there. But, I told you the story behind it. I don't know if I want to hear it again, but yeah.
Yeah, why
you
not?
You know the story behind it. Pretty much, when Ted Turner bought NWA completely and turned to World Championship Wrestling, they kept the big gold belt. Rasher Rick Rude became the champion, went over to Japan with it, lost it in Japan, so then it was known as the international title, and WCW needed a belt all their own because now the big gold belt was in Japan. So then it created the one you just showed to signify WCW, to signify that as being WCW's title. Actually, that's the second world title for WCW. Because they did have a belt before that, before they switched it to that one. But of course, Rick Rude got the title back, brought it back to the States. They got rid of that one, and Big Gold just remained the WCW World Championship. That is the short version.
Okay, let's see. Of course, you saw a big gold.
Mm-hmm.
This is their old television title.
Which one?
Send that one.
That's the one I like. That's the design. I like that design. If you saw the one before that one, you'd be like, yeah, that one right there kind of does outrank it.
Another one that he liked, the United States Championship belt.
Yeah, that was my favorite U.S. title.
Let's see.
David wanted to replace the television. He just dumped
it. Cruiserweight. I don't know if we can.
I see that.
Looks like an old version of it, but I knew it was a different version of that. They even have a women's title?
They didn't have a women's title. That's what my knowledge is.
It looks like they created one, but probably was never shown.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, because there it is.
I was never seeing that title. Last one I thought they created was the hardcore title. That was the last one I thought. I thought the hardcore title was the last one made for WCW. But of course, I could be wrong also on that front. But I'll remember the net. Until you showed me it, I have never seen a women's title on WCW. They didn't have enough women wrestlers back then to have a title.
You're right.
Every woman in WCW, except for probably like two or three of them, were all managers.
Really makes me enjoy my day.
Walking and sketching. Let's see, their current tag
team.
This was this one. And I think ECW?
Yeah.
Besides that one, because they had a few more.
Every ECW was a ripoff of a WWE title. I am not making this up. Look at the television title, BCW. It looks just like the Eagle Wing title. Their tag team titles look like two Intercontinental titles.
Paul Heyman was on the budget. Of course, that one.
Yep.
It had to be on something to be able to copy the WWE belts, pretty much.
their television title.
Just like the Eagle wing does it.
Let's see. Stoker's mac and cheese is made with 100% real cheese. Their tag team, I like a little bit.
Just
like the other kind of title. There's two of them. I think that's all they had, right?
And then they had, of course, their world title.
Yeah, I showed her that already. Oh, they had a... Yeah, just showing the television.
And then
must
had,
be the updated television title.
And then they had the Fuck the World title that had came up.
Oh, yeah, they got that on here, too. I just saw that. Cancer will wait. It won't wait for appointments to but this thing will go up. That's why a Cancer Treatment Center of America. Currently holds it right now is Brian Cage on AEW.
He actually brought that title back.
Yep, he brought that title back.
What were they thinking?
I don't know, what was he thinking?
I know AEW is trying to draw fans, but what the hell were they thinking?
It was Taz's idea since he owns the trademark and all that stuff, so that was his idea to bring the title back and give it to Brian Cage.
Because it serves no purpose. That belt serves no purpose. Taz gave it because he couldn't, because he felt like that he was getting passed out to ECW.
And of course, yeah, the one I used to have. Probably.
Does this make sense to anybody? I'm going to create a belt of my own because I feel like I'm getting passed up the title shot, and I'm going to call it the Fuck the World title.
Which is basically what it was, ladies and gentlemen.
Does that really make any sense?
But, from your opinion, after you've seen all that, and plus the ones that I have, of course. Let's see. Oh, yeah, wait, you see that AEW World Champion, but you got to see the other three. I think these are the last ones that AEW... Here's the World Tag Team. Let's see, do they have the... And, sorry, the TNT Championship belt is ugly.
Very basic.
Right. Cody currently holds that title.
They could have done something better. Well, what hell? They're not like that big of stuff.
You know what he looks like? Silver dinner plate.
No, it looks like the WCW, the WWE tag team title with TNT written on it. Because as we know, if the WWE they ain't trying anymore.
Let's see. And there are women's titles if I can find it. Oh, wow. I really didn't see this up close. Not that good, huh? let's see, if I've seen all those, including and plus the NXT titles that they had, which ones do you think the best?
I don't know. I think a point's in a lot of them. I think it's like some of it also depends on how the person carries it. That makes any sense.
I'll give it to you, Sam.
I do like a lot of the belts that have the white background to them.
Like when I showed her the New Japan Pro Wrestling's Intercontinental title.
I just like how the white, I don't know, it just looks, seems crisp. You know what I mean? It seems like really clear.
Because it was that one, and plus it was the...
The only ones I can honestly say that I really like that are in our house right now, obviously my one.
The European belt.
And the blue belt.
Yeah, they used to have that in the kind of title, white too.
I'm not really a big fan of the other belts in person. I know they're your belt, so it doesn't make no difference what I think. But I personally wouldn't have got a bunch of them, so I don't think they're very attractive.
I know. If I can just get out of this. Oh, Jesus.
Pretty much in the net, too. You think AJ got no
taste. We know.
Ouch. We apologize, we're still on air, that sensitive laptop. Okay, good, we're still on. Like I said, I apologize about that because just laptop being all sensitive. Gonna talk about a little bit of news real quick, and but so what everybody and some of his company and including his ex-wife buying the XFL.
You told me that earlier yesterday, and he used to actually play football player, didn't he?
Yep.
At one point.
Yeah, he was college football player.
I think because he's got that background, he knows the sport and everything to a degree that he'll actually bring more to the table than Vince McMahon ever did.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because he knows what players need. You know what I mean? He knows how game runs. He knows how to, you know, play his best and everything. I think from that standpoint, it's a good thing. But it's one of those things where we're going to have to wait and see. You know, the problem is, it's like, the only way to describe it is that you've got WWE that dominates, and you've got the NFL that dominates. Can you really bring in something smaller like the XFL, or in regards to like wrestling, like AEW, and expect it to make an impact and take, get as high a rating as a competition? But I guess it's got to do something in spare time.
Right beside the movies. Only thing I heard of what was getting paid was San Andreas 2. Don't know what other movies that's coming out of his. Let's just get through some news. Okay, latest on SummerSlam location. This for the day, this is from WrestleVote. I've been told by two different sources over the weekend that the feeling is SummerSlam will be happening outside the Performance Center. Seems like WWE found the location, northeastern part of the U.S. No word on if fans will be in attendance or not just yet. Yeah, it was in Orlando, but they had it outside, right?
I forgot exactly where it was at. It was, I think it was like Tampa, Florida. I think they had.
I know one was in Orlando.
And then they had another one that was held outside too. It was a pay per view called Road Wild.
Yeah.
It was in Sturgis, South Dakota. It was like for all the biker fans, like people would show up. Like,
yeah.
Like that happened, like feet out. The crowd would be
bike.
All motorcycles. And every time, like, somebody would hit a big move, they would rev up their bikes and shit.
Nice.
Every time somebody won, they, like, they'd rev the bike to honk the horn.
Well, maybe the WWE is starting to bring that feeling back again for having reviews outside.
You ain't that shit was awesome. And now since it's in the TG era, we ain't used that stuff. They can't use that stuff anymore. I guarantee you, if WWE had somebody with Ravel, would force them to go back to TG, but it would force them to go back to PG-14, oh, they'd be using it.
Back. Looking for. Oh, you haven't. Let's see. Oh, so extra pay-per-view happening this month, and guess which pay-per-view that will be? WWE Payback on Sunday, August 30th. I don't know, but them having like at least three pay-per-views in 1 month is interesting.
Which is totally ridiculous. Ain't no fun.
Well, with the SummerSlam and NXT, I can understand, but yeah,
bring back Payback. Like, what's the point?
They're thinking a plan would be do a major angle at SummerSlam and play with it just 7 days later and have it on the Payback pay-per-view. So it'll be interesting
like
just to
really
see.
Angle around Payback, it really ain't over. It really ain't.
Probably not. And what was posted earlier today, AEW Dynamite is going to be scheduling their shows this month and next month to NBA playoffs.
I would like to pay back. I think you can give Vince McMahon the and no commentary and no reason.
Okay, here is the schedule. So Wednesday, August 19th episode, the AEW will air Saturday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. And the Wednesday, August 26th episode will air Thursday, August 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Wednesday, September 16th episode will air Thursday, September 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Central. So that's going on with AEW, rescheduling a couple of shows.
Am I right if I say that? It's on commentary. Maybe for it.
2020 draft. The draft was poorly scheduled for June, but was then pushed back to August, September, and then October. The site wrote the following, the Fightful.com. The original source that we heard the story from in June had noted WWE had informed some broadcast partners of both draft plans and live event plans. The latter, which was nixed completely. So who knows if they're going to do a draft, but it'd be interesting if they decide to do so. Because sometimes it'd just be fun and you'd be thinking like, who's where and who put like who and things like that. I'm just trying to see if there's
actually technically story. He's a story.
What I can understand with them doing the karaoke being like why did they decide to do that? That I can understand, and just kind of weird. So,
we have no idea what we're talking about. Except you don't compete. Have a
right, and that will be the news for tonight. We're gonna might as well just get on and talk about the results of the matches, or the matches that happened last week and tonight. So let's just get on this real quickly. Inner Circle versus Best Friends, Orange Cassidy and Jurassic Express, or two-thirds of Jurassic Express. Best Friends, Orange Cassidy and Jurassic Express won that match. TNT Championship, Cody versus the debut of Warhorse. Cody won. Seems like the Dark Order was starved and attacked Cody, then Max Serona, which was formerly known as Zack Ryder, saved Cody, and of course they made this freaking joke about.
What kind of name is that, Zack Serona?
That's his real name.
It's funny. You can tell he's
concerned. Yeah, that's. Yeah, they did a joke and they put like the sweet life of Zack and Cody because they you know they used to call Matt Zack Ryder, well Zack and. Of course, Cody Rose and Cody, but here's the point. AEW Tag Team Championship, Dark Order versus Omega and Paige. It ended up being a no contest, I believe. Diamante versus Fuku. I can never say her name right. But the AEW Women's Champion, and she did win in a non-title match. Tornado tag match, you got Bambly Allen and John Moxley versus Brian Cage and Ricky Starks. John Moxley and Darby Allin have won the match, and they will be facing each other for the AEW Championship this Wednesday. NXT, they had a women's tag team match, Io Shirai and Tegan Knox versus Candice LeRae and Dakota Kai. Tegan Knox and Io Shirai won that match. Johnny Gargano versus Roderick Strong, which was a probably an underrated match in my opinion, but Johnny Gargano probably won the match. Shotty Blackheart versus Mercedes Martinez. Mercedes Martinez won that match. Imperium versus Ever-Rise in a non-title match. Imperium won. I didn't catch the Isaiah for Scott versus Jake Atlas match. I didn't catch who won that one, so I really do not know. North American Championship qualifier match for the main event, Dexter Lumis versus Timothy Thatcher versus Finn Balor. Dexter Lumis did win that match, so now he's in the North America ladder match that's going to happen at NXT TakeOver 30. And, oh, yeah, I didn't get my ratings out. My rating for AEW, overall, I would give it a 7 out of 10. But normally you see them having like 6 matches in there, but they only have 5. NXT was good, but I'm going to give that one like a 9 out of 10. They had the right amount of matches and a lot of stuff going on. And just all good. Impact. Eddie Edwards went against Trey Miguel for the Impact World Championship. Eddie Edwards retained. They introduced the debut of this show called, I think it's Full House or something like that. They had a whole bunch of wrestlers in the house, which, I don't know, I ain't going to get that stuff, whatever that's going on. AC Barrero versus Crazy Steve, I guess the loser gets to sleep outside on the ring. AC Barrero won the match. Non-title match, Kimberly versus Deonna Purrazzo. Deonna Purrazzo did win that match. Jordynne Grace came out with a sling, and I guess she wasn't that much hurt because she attacked Deonna Purrazzo after the match. And guess she's calling for a rematch. And another match that happened at the house, Cousin Jake versus Cody Deaner. Cousin Jake won. And the main event was Reno Scrum versus the Good Brothers, and the Good Brothers won that match. I'm going to get this one 6 out of 10 because, like, with that little fun house that they, or wherever they call that, having their debut and stuff was, like, so confusing. And it was just one of those things that's just like, what? And it's just, got a little lost for me, so I don't know what to say about that. Now on the SmackDown, first off, it was the Intercontinental Championship match, AJ Styles versus Grand Metalik from the Lucha House Party. AJ Styles did retain, although it was a good match. Keith Corbin versus Gulak. Don't know who won that one. I think it was a no contest. I could be wrong. Big E versus The Miz. Big E did win that match. Starting with his, I guess, singles run. So if he's doing his singles run, like, I wonder which title they're going to have him go for. It'll be interesting to see. Naomi versus Lacey Evans. Naomi won that match. In the main event with the SmackDown Women's Championship, Nikki Cross versus Bayley. Bayley won that match. The Fiend Bray Wyatt came out after the match. Kind of did a memorable call on Alexa Bliss, and they just went off the air after that. And now, let's talk about some stuff that was interesting about Raw. So, although we have maybe about a few minutes left on Blog Talk Radio, but if we go like overtime, I'm going to keep on going for a little bit. And let's go with the United States Championship match, which kicked off the show. And I like what they did. They started off with a match and not with a segment that they all they do is just talk. So I'm glad they did that. Apollo Crews versus MVP for the United States Championship. Apollo Crews did retain, and he also grabs that ugly-looking United States Championship belt. But now some people are thinking that the belt is not that ugly after all, but it needs some, in my opinion, it needs some color. It needs some blue. But it's still ugly belt. Riot Squad reunited with Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott versus the Iconics. Ooh, excuse me. Riot Squad won that match. And we have the 24/7 Triple Threat Championship match. Akira Tozawa versus Shelton Benjamin versus R-Truth. Akira Tozawa is the new 24/7 champion. And kind of up. Shayna Baszler versus Sasha Banks ended up in a no contest. And they made a match for next week with Asuka is going against Bayley. If Asuka wins, she gets her rematch at SummerSlam for the Raw Women's title. A couple of one-on-one matches that they had between Street Profits and Garza and Andrade. Angelo Dawson versus Angel Garza. Angel Garza did win that match. My tip was Friday, which was he seemed that Montez Ford was passed out, but found out later that he ended up being poisoned. He had food poison. So interesting with that, how they did the segment. And also, I'm glad they added Bianca Belair on there. Although her and Montez are married, but I'm going to have her do something, which is good. So, well, I wouldn't say that for Raw, but they had like this thing called Raw Underground. And I apologize for the Blog Talk fans. We'll try to get to the rest of the week right quick before we, go off the air. If not, then you're going to hear us on there. So let's see. Come on. We apologize about that. Let's see. Wrestlers of the week are Hikaru Sada, the women's champion from AEW, and Jardy Gargano, so those from NXT. So them two are your wrestlers of the week. Just for those who are watching beyond the hour and stuff like that. But we're going to be on here for a few minutes longer. We're going to talk about a little bit more about Raw. And that's what I was about to say. The segment that they did was called Raw Underground, where it looked like it was like an underground fight club, which had Ibar from Viking Raiders was fighting against some guy. Then you had some tall guy was fighting this other guy. He beat up a few guys on there. Also, there was, like I did mention, Dolph Ziggler was in there, did his, had his match. And the Hurt Business came in there like the last second, well, minutes before Raw went off the air. Just started beating up people, and I guess they're going to do this again next week with Shane McMahon hosting Raw Underground. So it's like an underground fight club. I'm going to put like a question is like, did your guys like the Raw Underground thing going on? So I'm going to put that in the group in a minute. But just look for a Wrestling Fan Speak Out on Facebook if you want to put your vote in. So you know what? Let's do that now. We're there at a poll. Did you like Raw Underground? Oh, crap. That didn't. Okay. Yes or no? Okay, now I put that on there and see what you guys think. So probably sometime when we do the other thing, talk about how our wrestling companies improve in the ratings. We're going to talk about that this week on YouTube, or I might do a live streaming on Twitch so we can talk about it. So we're thinking we're going to probably do it after Hazel's show this Wednesday, or we'll probably just do it during her show, or the case may be. So her show will be this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So we will talk about how can wrestling companies improve in ratings, and just give us, we'll give you our thoughts and what we think what should be done. Let's see. And apparently what we, it was supposed to be a new faction coming out tonight. I think they showed people damaging construction crew, which could have been the new faction. So probably what they don't do, they're probably going to have these guys come attacking like equipment and stuff like that. Then probably sooner or later, they're probably just going to reveal themselves on who they are. Let's see. SmackDown, I would rate it a 8 out of 10. It was good with 5 matches, but I know they can do 6 if they wanted to. So I'll give that one an 8 out of 10. With Raw, everything got kind of interesting, especially with this Raw Underground, which I'm going to say I probably would give Raw under, like Raw in general, 9 out of 10, because they did something different. It was out of the box. Wish they can, like, use more of the 3 hours that they have and do something a little bit different, which is good. And I'm glad that they came to this. But before we let you go, we're going to there's a page like a group page on Facebook called Vince Versus Creative. I get a kick out of it, so if you want to like read it yourself, check it out. It's really hilarious. So let's see. They did the Vince Versus Creative Undertaker Versus Undertaker edition. Vince says, Creative, I got a perfect opponent for the Undertaker at SummerSlam. Creative says, and who that might be, sir? The Undertaker, it says. Like, yes, The Undertaker, but who is his opponent going to be? The Undertaker, Vince says. Yes, but who is his opponent? The Undertaker, damn it. Vince said, sir, just tell me who you want me to book The Undertaker against at SummerSlam. The Undertaker, I want him fighting himself. How the hell is that supposed to work, sir? Creative says. Vince replied, do I have to do everything around here? Here's what you do. Undertaker goes missing. Then another Undertaker takes his place, and then the lead into SummerSlam, we launch an investigation about the whereabouts of the real Undertaker. Real serious stuff conducted by Leslie Nielsen. Leslie Nielsen of Airplane? Creative says. The very same. And Vince also replied, then the real Undertaker comes back to defeat the imposter. We have the most unique main event in SummerSlam history. Creative says, sir, I'm not sure this is the best direction to go in for the Undertaker. Which one? Vince said. The real one, Creator says. Oh, well, either this or a rematch with Giant Gonzalez, Vince says. So, who do you have in mind to play the imposter? And it just shows, like, a picture of Undertaker versus Undertaker, so... I'm sorry, but like this Vince versus Creative thing, it's kind of funny, and it's like you guys should really check out Vince versus Creative because this is really funny. Like they have more segments on here as well, and like they have one about this past Friday SmackDown. Y'all get a chance to read that. Like, it's a funny page. If you get a chance to go on Facebook, look for Vince vs. Creative and check it out. It's really, really funny. I guess that's all the time we have here. WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. We got updates, events that's going on this month in Illinois and Wisconsin area. And there's probably more to come. We have Mick Foley going to be at GLCW next month. Information on that is on the page as well, on the meet and greet. What's that? Zio Pro Wrestling is having the Drama King. I forgot what his name is in WWE, but... He used to be on commentator, and he used to be with the Simon Gotch, his tag team partner. So he will be on there in Chicago. So more information for that will be on there as well. So please check out the website. Look for WFSO and also Wrestling Fans Speak Out Group, WFSO, the page. Check all of them out on Facebook. Also, for like to get more info in the baby loss community and all that stuff, check out Hazel's page at Maddie's Memory. So check that out. Also, follow us on Twitter, WFSO World. So follow us on that. And like our videos and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Also, check out Twitch every Monday for, of course, WFSO Aftermath. We will be on Twitch again on Wednesday. We're probably on Hazel Runs the Mouse Show. We'll probably talk about, like, how can the show get ratings. So we'll probably be talking about that on there. And I'm also going to do a YouTube video on that as well at the same time. So this would be kind of like an interesting week for us to do like a few videos and stuff. And I know I didn't get the chance to do any Milwaukee Bucks videos. I'm going to try to do some tomorrow and hopefully get that out there. Let's see, and I think that's pretty much it. So from all of us here at with the WFSO crew, tune in next week for our show. Same time, same station, and hopefully we will be on time this time. And until then, good night, everybody, and y'all get to hear from us Wednesday on Hazel Runs Her Mouth, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Good night, Blog Talk Radio.